Hello, everybody. It's time for Wednesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victor broadcast. And we are studying what Jesus said in John 8:32. Well, he said it in the 8th chapter of John. Let me put it like that, because we need to read that whole chapter. There is a direct comparison. He said to the Jews that believed on him, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you continue in my word, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And then he said to those around that didn't believe him, he said, "My word has no place in you."
That's right.
Wow. So we talked about that.
Yes.
But now we've been majoring on the fact that there's a difference between a truth and facts and the truth. Mm. And there's a that very few people know what we're talking about.
Right.
To know the truth and to know it and know it until it makes you free. And you come to that place where something happens, you think, "Well, now what does the Word have to say about that? I don't know about that." Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna just take that just off the cuff.
Right.
I want to know what the book has to say about it, because it's in here somewhere. And when you find something you like, stick a tab there. And are you like me? I put this Bible into service the 5th. 5/9/09. And oh, it's beat up. And it's been torn, and you got, there's scotch tape on the edges of the pages. But I don't, oh. Brother, our dear brother Spurgeon said, "If you find a Bible that's coming apart, you usually find a Christian who's not."
Amen.
They're not coming apart.
Right.
When you find one, their Bible's coming apart.
Right.
And we praise God for it.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the truth. So what have we learned? We have learned that Jesus said in the last Passover supper, mm-hmm. right before he went to the cross, mm-hmm. he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me." Now, I won't take time to look this up. He also said in the 13th chapter of John, mm-hmm. "I give you a new commandment, mm-hmm. that you love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
And all men will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another."
Mm-hmm.
But now, then, John wrote a letter, and he said, "We have known the love." But he also said, "We've believed the love." That's where a lot of people miss it, in not believing the love. And you ask someone what the Christian commandment is. That we love one another. Well, that's, no. You go over to 1 John and you find out it's believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment.
Yes.
So what are we talking about? They were talking about an idea. We're talking about truth. Because that's what the book says.
Okay.
And then you continue to read there in 1 John, and we find out perfected love casts out fear. That's truth. And when I learned that back many years ago and began to confess that, glory to God, love is perfected in me. Love is perfected in me. And I don't know, it just seemed like the more I said that and read that and looked at that and preached that, it just seemed like this the fear just left.
That's right.
You get to where you don't have any fear of death. You don't. Now you're not stupid.
Okay.
Mm. And one of my instructors, it was the, I was training on the Lockheed Jetstar, which was a four-engine jet. And he knew, you know, that I was a preacher. And it was kind of funny, the first day we were there, and now they do it with computers, but this is the only computer in that Jetstar was slide-roo. It was all analog. So they had the just cardboard pictures of the cockpit. And we were just sitting there going through the different things. Named Jim Bertram. And he'd worked for Lockheed. And he looked at Wynn. He said, "You have any questions?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "Kenneth, you have any questions?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Well, I do. What about tithing?" He said, "I know it's right, but I want to know." And I had my Bible out there, so we had a... And he said, now here's what he said. He said, "I know you're a man of faith." But he said, "There's some things we don't do by faith. We do by the book." In other words, you do what this manual says, and you keep the regulations by faith. You don't say, "Oh, we just believe God. We got enough fuel to make it." The graveyard's full of people like that. And you stick that thing up like a dart somewhere, and you got a bad day. That manual, the AFM, the manufacturer's manual, is the truth about that airplane. But it was amended from time to time. Because they found a better way to do it, and they changed the size of that fuel pump, or they changed the direction of the fuel routing or something. And then you find, okay, that was upgraded, and you go to the checklist, and you say, "Oh, yeah, that was upgraded," and it shows the date. This doesn't need upgrading.
That's right.
This is the manufacturer's manual.
Yes.
Not an AFM, this is the WFM. World manufacturer. Amen. That's what this is. He's the creator. And we are who we are because we believe that.
That's right.
Amen. He is truth. Now then, we found out that the written word is truth. So, and then yesterday, we moved over into the Psalms, and I want to go over there again today. And we're talking about the word chesed and the difficulty of explaining it to the English-speaking mind, or really any language except Hebrew, unless you have a Hebrew scholar teaching you.
Yeah.
Well, I remembered, so I finally went back in my notes here. Covenant mercy, chesed. Now, how many times you hear this? "Son of David, have mercy on me."
That's right.
Bartimaeus. Yes. He's not blind Bartimaeus.
My.
He's just Bartimaeus now.
Yes, that's right.
And Jesus was right there. Now, Bartimaeus was a legal beggar. There were people, you know, try to fake blindness. But when the priests judged you and knew for a fact you were blind, you wore a coat that signified that. He kept saying, "Son of David." Well, he knew that's Messiah.
Right.
And you find that in the book of Matthew. And Jesus asked the Christ, the Messiah, "Who is he?" "Son of David." Well, he knew who he was. "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." And he stopped. They got on him. "Shut up. Just shut up." You know, I mean, the star, Jesus himself, is coming through. But Jesus stopped and said, send him to me. They would say, oh, he calls for you. What got his attention? Son of David? Hesed. He wasn't speaking English. Son of David, do Hesed for me. Hesed. Favor from the greater. Favor from the king. Favor from the God of the universe on an equal basis. Bartimaeus, Syrophoenician woman. And that battle in 2 Chronicles, when they sent the singers out. I used to think the Lord said to do that, but it wasn't. Jehoshaphat conferred with the people. So, and they were singers. What were they singing? The Lord is good and his hesed endures forever. The moment they started that, the Bible said God sent ambushments against them. They turned on themselves and killed one another. And the prophet had said, you'll not have to fight in this battle. The battle is the Lord's and the victory is yours. And that victory came from mercy. That victory came because they called on Hesed.
Come on, it's good.
So, the Syrophoenician woman, anyway, David. Okay, let's turn to the 23rd Psalm. Oh, I've got this 23rd Psalm marked up from almost every, it's just almost yellow in my Bible. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. That's the reason he leads you beside the still waters, to restore your mind and your emotions. He's your shepherd.
Hallelujah.
The paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you're with me. Why don't we fear evil when we're in the valley of the shadow of death? Mm-hmm. Because he's there and he's the biggest thing in the valley.
Come on.
Right. And after all, it wasn't death, it was the shadow of it.
It was the shadow.
And the devil will use the shadow, and if you will believe it,
come on.
See?
He can scare you away from the table.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life. And because of that, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And David depended on it. When he sinned and did wrong, he called for hesed, mercy.
That's right.
Call from favor from the king of the universe. And he forgave him. And he's still doing the same thing today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does this excite you the way it does me? Glory to God. This is the truth about the thing. So now, and remember what we found in the 85th Psalm, the 10th verse. Mm-hmm. Mercy and truth, and you know the truth, and the truth will make you free because you have favor from the greater.
That's right.
Are met together.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they do.
Yes.
How could it be any other way? Because of Jesus. He brought all of us until Cornelius It was a Jewish church. But then when you find, then you get looking at the centurion, the centurion that had the sick servant. I will come and heal him. The centurion, the centurion. It was Cornelius. And no wonder he said, this must be the Son of God. I didn't understand that until I realized it was the same. There's not but one centurion there. He's equal today of what's called a garrison commander. He's commander of the garrison where he was. Nobody higher there than he. Now, that didn't mean he's anywhere outside of that. But being a centurion meant he had at least 100 men under him. Could have been more, but he had at least 100. And from what he said, he came up through the ranks. So, but he called on Jesus. He called on him. Jesus said, I'll come heal him. He's not a Jew. He's a Roman. He just said, I'll come heal him. But listen to what he said. One translation said, I'm not important enough for you to come under my roof. But you speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Yes. Jesus said, I've not found such great faith in all of Israel. Well, there were 12 guys standing right there with him. They had to hear that. Because all it took was the word. Why? His word had authority.
Yes.
His word was greater than sickness or disease. His word is truth.
Yes.
And he believed it.
Yes.
Couldn't get it out of his heart and mind. Started praying. Praying. He was a giver. He built that synagogue in Capernaum. Jairus was the leader of the synagogue, and Cornelius is the one that built it out of his own pocket. That was the synagogue that Jesus, that was his home synagogue in Capernaum. My. You start finding the pieces. What's it forming? The widescreen truth of the matter. Amen.
Amen.
So, now look at this. Now I want to hang on here just for a minute now. Psalm 85, we saw that one. Now I want to look at the 98th Psalm. Oh, I just keep coming by. Ooh. Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I need to do this. In the 89th Psalm, verse 22, the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him, and I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my chesed shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also will I make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My chesed will I keep forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. I have red lines around that.
Hallelujah.
The word that came for me in Venezuela, 8/28. Praise God, in 2015. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's talking about me. That's the way you stand on truth. You stand on it. That is the fact. I don't care what else is happening in Venezuela. That's the fact. And I was going there to preach. He said, I'll take care of you. Yes. I'll put my words in your mouth.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now then, glory to God. I get so excited about this. Well, I'm still going to the 98. Oh, there's the 91st one. Oh, dear Lord, dear God, dear Lord, dear God. And it's marked up sometimes. I have a hard time reading it. Whoo-hoo. What did I say, 98th Psalm?
98.
Yes, sir. Now, this is the one. This class now is advanced in this. This is week 2, day 3.
Mm-hmm.
This advanced class.
Advanced.
The 98th Psalm, verse 2. The Lord, who?
The Lord.
The Lord hath made known his salvation. Mm-hmm. His righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his hesed and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise and rejoice, because you know the truth, and the truth has made you free. Glory to God. And I don't care what the world's facts are. It can't change that. I'm the only one that can change this for me by deciding, no, that's not my truth right now.
Mm.
Lord, I'd rather choke than to say
that.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
And anybody that'll believe it and take hold of it and use it and stand for it and meditate on it and think about it and think about it and think about it. Now let's go to the book of Joshua, the 5th book. I'm going to answer something here. It just came up in my spirit. Now, we understand and we know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I just have time to introduce this. We know that. I mean, those are our people.
Well, yeah, right.
We know how that happened.
Yeah.
But how did Moses learn all this? Now, we know where Joshua was writing what he actually experienced.
Right.
But how did Moses know about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy? How'd he know that's what happened? Well, he spent 6 weeks in God's presence, and he neither ate nor drank. He gave him the commandments. And we're out. Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey!
Issues, plans, decisions, daily rhythms. Who knows the best way to approach life in general? As a believer, that answer is easy. God the Father has given us a guidebook in the Bible. Though how often does it seem like wisdom, specifically for the next right thing, is a mystery? Finally grasp how to get the wisdom you need for the crucial decisions you have to make through Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland. In this audio series, Kenneth explains simply and clearly how to receive God's wisdom and apply it to your life. Wisdom is the key to knowing what to do with the truth you read in God's Word. Proverbs says wisdom is crying out loudly to you. This series discusses the treasures wisdom has ready for you. Learn keys to receiving God's wisdom when a situation has you stumped, and discover how to believe for a wealth of insights, concepts, and ideas to use for anything that life brings. God's wisdom should be part of every believer's daily walk. Learn how to make it the principal thing in your life. Request your free copy of Wisdom, the Principal Thing by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special. Or call 01-225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. For more information, contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke.
Philippians chapter 4 tells us God's way to live a stress-free life. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the answer to living in peace in this world. If you've never opened your heart to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, do it today. It's as simple as praying this prayer. Pray this with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask Jesus into my heart. Forgive me of every sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I receive eternal life right now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that I am born again and I am part of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You're now a child of God. Today begins your new life in Christ. And to help you understand more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together some free resources to send you called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and two brochures to help you start reading your Bible. Jesus defeated all of the curse and gave you the victory. Find out what belongs to you and begin living in the blessing of the Lord. Request your Salvation Package today on kcm.org. And if you need someone to pray with you, remember, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. Our prayer ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray in faith with you. When you call, they will pray the Word of God over you, and you can take those scripture verses and start declaring them over your life. Agree with God's Word and make it final authority in your life. Stay in faith and trust God for your breakthrough. KCM has prayer ministers in all of their offices around the world. If you prefer to call the office nearest you, you can go to kcm.org and get their contact information.
You wondered about that, did you? And where did Cain get his wife? That's another teaching. Well, until then, remember this. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free package. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice. And it is the voice of victory.